Ladies and gentlemen, Ash Squiggles.
I'm just starting from the beginning. Okay. You know the fucking vibes, Ash Squiggles out here. See Ash's Show, Season 7, Episode 6. Squicks, get it? Because Squiggles, we out here. Got a great show for y'all tonight. You don't even know what's up. Y'all don't even know. It's the Ashvin Show. It's the Ashvin Show. Oh, I thought it went to the chorus. Man. All right, ready? Ashvin Show. Ashvin Show. Ashvin Show live right now. Season 7, Episode 6. Who we got on the show? Well, you gotta find out. Well, you gotta find out. Ashvin Show. Ashvin Show. Season 7, Episode 6. Season 7, Episode 6. Starting now. Starting now, starting now. I really thought that that beat was gonna drop a lot quicker. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Ashvin Show. Thank you, Ash Squiggles, for that performance. What would we do without you? You know the vibes. We out here, season 7, episode 6. Wait, that cannot be right. Season 7, episode 6. There's no way it's fucking episode 6. We just started. All right, ready. So the premiere, yeah, Sammy and Tori, that's correct. Okay, Daniel, episode 2, yeah, 50th episode. Sorry, Georgie. All right, fine. Kelly and Ryan, last week, yeah, okay. Last week, Digital Marvin Krisloff episode, now available on YouTube. Oh my god, yeah, this is the 6th episode. Oh my god, how many are left? Well, as always, who cares about that? We got the best co-host we could find, Georgios Kalogropoulos.
Yo, Georgie, what's up?
How are you doing?
Good. How about you, Ashvin?
I'm good. I realize I don't say your last name that much on the show.
No.
It's always Georgie checking, not Georgios Kalogropoulos checking. How you doing, Georgie?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm chilling. You sound a little congested.
I am, bro. I'm trying to get rid of it.
Yeah, you've been using Vicks?
Vicks. I've been using Flonase. I've been using Zyrtec.
I'm actually coming off a sinus infection. I really hope the two aren't related. Maybe I got you sick.
No, I think it was the change of the weather. Low key, though.
I always get sick, bro,
whenever that shit happens.
Yeah, I've been taking mad NyQuil. I'd have the same. I also
take NyQuil?
Yeah, NyQuil at night. I also, I'm not going to lie to you, I have not been brushing my teeth at night this year, and I just started doing that again.
I was about to say, I do not brush my teeth. I was about to be like,
No, I brush my teeth. Bitch. But I just started brushing my teeth at night again for some reason. I just stopped. So I have a routine. I do my NyQuil, then I do my brushing, then I do my Vicks, and I also started using my mouth guard. Because, you know, my jaw has been swelling up for some fucking reason. So, I'm stressed. But, anyway.
Yeah, for everybody who doesn't know, just imagine a chipmunk. Because that's literally how fucking Ashton comes in.
Sometimes my jaw will look a little bit like a chipmunk. Yeah, whatever. But, Georgie, how you doing? Did you tune into last week's episode?
There was no episode.
Yeah, there was. It was on YouTube. It was the Marvin Krisloff special.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
You did. Nice, nice. What'd you think?
That was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it personally because I didn't film that with you, sorry. I feel like it would have been weird to have a co-host on the one-on-one interview. You'd just be sitting right next behind me.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I thought it worked out because we got to see a show, right?
We did.
We didn't have to do that. There's something so Georgie goes to theater school, so we always get these free fucking Broadway show tickets all the time, and I hate when they're on a Wednesday because then we have to give up our show. And this one worked out. And what show did we see last week?
So, Spamalot.
Spamalot. What did you think of Spamalot?
I really liked it. I thought it was really funny.
Yeah, I fucking loved it. I'm like, oh my god, it was so good. Like, I would give up the show any week to watch Spamalot. I'm sorry. I know it's like the final season. I should cherish these last couple episodes.
I feel like that's how the last Ashvin show should be. We should rewrite
Spamalot?
And just
rewrite Ashalot. Oh, you might have cooked with that one, Georgie. You might have cooked. I have been starting to think about that, like, because we're working on a live life. Five right now, for those of you who don't know. We just started. We're in full swing production, like, beginning. Right, Georgie?
Yeah, we might lose somebody, so you know what?
Shut up. I'm not even manifesting that. But I gotta also start thinking about the final episode, because that happens after, but, like, that can't just be, like, a regular fucking episode.
It's gonna be Ashalot.
Don't forget, there's also the final Georgie show coming up.
Is that before or after the live life?
What do you want? Do you want it to be before or do you want it to be after?
I don't fucking know.
I low-key think we might do after just because this live okay. is so dramatic.
Yeah.
It'll be like the week right after or something.
Oh my god, yes. And it's I can just talk about like all the stress you caused in my life. Yeah, let's do that.
Well, how have you been? This third time I've asked you.
Good.
All right, well, I have one other question for you, and it's the question I love to ask you. Georgie, who's on mic 3?
We have Justin Kahage.
Yes, Justin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Put your mic a little closer to you.
the smaller thing. You can move the circle on.
Yeah.
Justin. I feel like before I address who you are, I need to address something else. You are an enemy amongst these battlegrounds, would you say? You go to NYU, man. I'm saying that you go to NYU before I say how we know each other. We go to Pace. Is this something I'm making up, or is there beef between NYU and Pace?
You know there's never been beef.
Oh, really? Because what I've heard is that NYU kids call the Pace kids the NYU rejects. And yes, I got rejected from NYU. And yes, I am the one who likes to say that around here. But still, that doesn't prove anything. Georgie, didn't you get rejected from NYU?
I didn't apply to NYU.
You sure about that?
Yes.
Well, I definitely did. But anyway, let's talk about people who got accepted in NYU. Justin, welcome to the Ashman Show.
Thank you for having me.
What is your relationship to the Ashman Show and the Ashman? You can talk about the Ashman first if you want.
I know Ashman. We played kid soccer together. Yep. And, realistically, it doesn't get much deeper than that.
I don't think y'all understand. We played second grade recreational soccer, and I don't know. Based off my memories, I remember that me and you, we were like Lionel Messi and Mbappe. You didn't think I knew that, huh? You didn't think I knew those names, huh?
You kind of cooked with that. That was an apt analysis.
My stat line was 0 points. I don't think I played soccer for. I think 6 or 7 years, never scored a goal.
Oh, nah. For in rec soccer, that in fact, I just got good at soccer this year. just learned how to play. In fact, I just learned how to play FIFA.
Oh, I used to play FIFA when I had an Xbox. But are you good at soccer or no? You were
now. I'm tough. Now I can do a rainbow. Now I'm legitimate.
What's a rainbow?
It's not something for a radio show.
Is that when you kick the ball one and two and two
I'm ass at that. That's not me. It's when you have the ball and you sort of flick it behind you over your head.
Because it's a rainbow.
That's fire.
I remember once, this is not when we played together, we played together early in the career.
Yeah.
And then we didn't see each other for 5 years and we met up again in 7th grade. But then
yes.
I think 6th grade, my final season, I remember this is when I knew I was done, because I was running. I was like, I'm gonna score this. And then I go to kick it, and it wasn't far enough, so someone thought I was passing it to them, and that's the only thing on my stat line, 1 assist. And damn. I was like, you know what? That's my legacy. I'm good. Messi's retiring. I'm out. I did it. My 1 assist, and that's all I needed. But no, then in 7th grade, we met each other. Shout out. You know who I'm about to shout out? Which teacher?
Shout out. Who?
Miss Francis, bro.
Ooh, you cooked with that one. You cooked with that one.
Miss Francis, Georgie?
Which one was that?
She was the lovely. She teaches literacy. I had her with Malia Joy Moon. It was me, you, Malia Joy Moon, Rosie. Yeah. She don't get her last name. It was all of us. We would chill into that class. Fucking that guy Matt was in there. Remember Matt Furlong?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's not listening.
Yeah.
I can name drop him. I think Jessica was in that class. Another friend of the show was
6th grade? No, I had Miss Seggio.
7th grade. It was when we went to the new school. We left Seggio and we went to the next school. I don't think you were in our class.
No, I wasn't.
This is when we had Mr. Porter. Oh, no, that was history.
Mr. Porter.
No, he was English.
Was he English?
Yeah.
No, he was history.
He was history in the high school.
In the high school. I'm talking about. In middle school.
I know. I don't think he teaches. Anyway, but we had Miss Francis' class, and I remember that. 7th grade was a really transformative year for me. I don't know about y'all, but that's when I met, that's when me and you became closer friends. That's when I met, Marcus and all that. That's actually when me and Georgie started reconnecting, because me and Georgie also met around 2nd grade, and then didn't really talk until, 7th grade. So that's a formative year, and that's when I met Justin, and do you remember... 3 words. Happily never after.
Oh, my God. Oh yeah, of course I do. Of course I do. I feel like I still got the shirt.
Yes. Yeah. Just is that your only theatrical credit?
Yeah, absolutely.
It is your absolutely. One and only theatrical credit. Justin, never a performer. Never. But I mean you play instruments. You're incredibly musically talented.
Thank you.
But 7th grade, I wrote a show with Marcus Ramos, friend of the show.
Were you not in Annie with us?
No.
No. No. No, no, no.
I have, like, vivid memories of Justin in the show.
I think I was at a party.
Yeah. He was always
that's probably why then.
Because I remember it was, like, you, Rosie. There's always extensions of people who weren't at rehearsals that would come to the party after.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd be like, oh, we get at a rehearsal at 4, party starts at 5, come at, like, 5:15. Mm-hmm. Boom, you'd be there. It would be lit. But I remember someone dropped out to be the genie, and I was like, Justin, like, you down to be the genie? I remember your costume was my mom's graduation gown because it was blue. And it was so, yeah, I remember you had, like, part of one song. And, of course, you were a little nervous because you've never really sang on stage before.
Yes. I'm so glad you're admitting this now. Like,
and before, I fucked you up, like, we didn't practice that much. I was like, we got it. It was very much like the Live Lives. I always think about...
That was the first iteration of the Live Lives. Like, and it has not gotten better from there.
I think it got a little bit better.
Legality-wise, yeah.
Legality?
Yeah. It's like, but, that one, but for the Asher Show Live, legally maybe not, like, but I remember it was just so lit, and Justin, you had the first verse, and I had the second verse. I remember you were so nervous, rightfully so, you sped through your verse.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
I was like, fuck, 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 when's my entrance, couldn't figure it out. Marcus grabs the script out of my hands, because no one wanted to be off book, and he throws it on the ground, and he says, I'm done, and he walked off stage, and I was like, all right, that's the end of this scene, and that truly was the, that was the first Live, you're right. It was crazy.
Yeah, but I remember there was, what, 3 rehearsals, and then we went up,
no,
and
there was
I literally
like a couple weeks
remember there was a
rehearsals.
Dance scene. And just, and not just, I was just like, get off, you're not in this. And I was like, what?
Yeah, because Georgie...
I was so confused with what the fuck was going on.
Georgie, so in that show, I think there was like 12 leads. It was like an ensemble show, because it was like 6 heroes, 6 villains, 1 ensemble member. Georgie. And I remember, because, no, actually, there was more ensemble members, but they kept getting pulled up because people kept dropping out because I was being so, like, it was so last minute, blah, blah, blah. I remember one girl. This is back when, like, anxiety wasn't really that popular. Like,
yeah.
And she was saying, like, this shit makes me so anxious. And I was like, what does that even mean? Like,
when Marcus started choking in rehearsal about this.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And it was Ursula. He wanted, like, bubble effects for the show. So he put, like, soap on his mouth and he started choking. Like, oh my God, it's crazy. But Justin, be honest with me. Have you ever listened to the Ashton Show or watched a clip?
Yeah. You know, being from NYU and all, one of the most like valuable lessons was preparation. And so, like, I was copping today, and as I was on the subway back, because I was like, you know, if I go there and like, I don't have like an episode to quote, I'm gonna look stupid when he asks this like as a second question. And so yes, I absolutely have watched an episode of the Ashman Show.
Well, what's your favorite episode?
I'd say the episode I watched today. Uh-huh. Well, not necessarily watched. Listen to.
Of course.
We say stream on Spotify.
Yup.
But the what's it called? The Valentine's Day episode, the one with Danny, I think.
Daniel, season 6 of the Hat. You know, he's actually like the most featured guest we've ever had.
Yes,
and
yes,
he,
I do know that.
He writes a lot of the big shows that we do. The one that I was telling you about, he wrote it. But shout out to Dan. That's awesome. Well, you finna learn even more today. So are you excited? Should we start the show?
Yeah.
Let's start the show. Guys, I'm a man. I know, I have such a feminine vibe, some people could be confused. And, you know, being a man is cool, I guess. I've been a dude my whole life, alright? And I'm not like a dude. Like, I literally just got into basketball. And I can't play, I just watch. And, like, I'm not afraid to say it. Y'all can tell, I'm a little zesty. You know what they used to call me back in the day? They used to call me the court zester. You know what that means, Georgie? The court zester.
Not Zesta, but Corchester,
yeah. Yeah, and then I'm Zesty, so okay. I'm Court Zesta.
Oh, wow.
It's like Wizard of Oz. Same thing. But that's also me. Just want to check. But no, yeah, I'm a man. I'm just Ken, whatever. But you know, it's March. It's Girls Month. If you're listening and you've ever wondered, if you've ever, sorry, this is funny. If you're listening and you've ever wronged a chica, I call upon thee to zeal a different chica. Because come on, it's Women's Month and that's the least you could do. And you know, every year in Women's Month, I always do my regular Women's Month reflection. Am I written by a woman? Am I doing enough for women? Have I listened to Women by Harry Styles? Sidebar, y'all remember in season 3 when we had only women guests the month of March? George, you remember that? Yeah. Pepper Charm remembers. This Women's Month, though, I've low-key realized that being a girl kind of sounds lit. Like, obviously, I'm not talking about, like, menstruation, centration, or whatever the fuck. That shit sucks. But, like, besides that, I don't know, man. Like, a woman kind of seems lit. I watched Barbie again over the weekend, and I want to be in that montage at the end. They all seem like they're having so much fun. She's holding that old lady's hands. Like, I don't know. Being pregnant also seems a little cool. Like, I wish I was a seahorse, but if I was a girl, I think that I would have a lot of fun. I do low-key, I'm not gonna lie to y'all, I think I'd be a little slutty if I was a girl. I'm just putting it out there. And honestly, there's nothing wrong with that. Uh-huh. Trust, I'd be safe, but like, come on, I want to understand Megan Thee Stallion's music in a different way. I want to be a hottie. And I'm not delusional. I obviously understand that being a woman comes with a lot of hardships. I know it's, like, expensive, and there's, like, discrimination or whatever, and obviously men are weird and creepy, right, Georgie?
Men are weird and creepy.
But, like, I'm not gonna lie. If I was a woman, I would instantly support the Second Amendment, which actually brings me to my main point. I have a couple of policy suggestions that I think we should enact because it's Women's History Month. Georgie, just make sure you text Joe Biden's chief of staff and make sure he's listening tonight.
Got it.
Woman decree number one. I think the Second Amendment should only count for women. Women need guns, and only women are the only people who need guns. Because think about it. Justin, who do you trust more with a gun? Taylor Swift or Bill Cosby?
I'm gonna have... Yo, why would you even put me in that position?
Who do you trust more with a gun?
Yeah, nah.
They're not going to use it, but just to have a gun in their pocket.
Okay, yeah.
You want Bill Cosby having a gun or Taylor Swift?
Bill Cosby, you know, he's in jail. He can't have a gun.
He actually got out.
He got what?
The Philadelphia Supreme Court let him out like 2 years ago.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember hearing about that, but like I dissociated from it.
Yeah, supposedly it was something like legally.
I read it as he died. I thought he was dead.
He got out.
It was like a fucked up reason, too. It's like they used the wrong font. They used papyrus instead of like Times New Roman, and he got kicked out. Like literally some bullshit reason like that.
Yeah. But just off of that, he can't win this debate.
So
for sure, Taylor Swift.
T-Swift. Exactly. Women should have guns. There's not a single reason why women shouldn't have guns. And if I was a woman, I'd just shoot any guy who looked at me wrong. And this brings me to my next one. Woman decree number two. Women should be allowed to get away with murder. I'll say it. I feel like there are very little reasons why a woman would need to murder someone that's not, like, justified, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I'ma trust them. If I hear, like, hey, yo, you heard Linda shot Johnny, and be like, what did Johnny do? Like, yeah, and sure. think about a murder for a second, right? Everyone, Georgie, Justin, close your eyes. A murder is happening in front of you.
Bet.
What's the gender of the guy holding the gun?
Man.
Justin?
Shady man.
Exactly. How many school shooters are women? Supposedly only one. Her name is Brenda. Shout out to you, Brenda.
Is it really?
No, don't shout out Brenda.
I want to be on her good side. I don't know.
Wait, are you validating? No.
I'm just saying, it's good to have representation. So but everyone should be women. Able to murder except Brenda. She's already done it.
No, they're cooking. Yeah. They're cooking us on that.
Yeah. He's a lie. He said, I trust women who shoot.
My name is Ashton Kapoor, and I approve this message. We got a great show for y'all. Justin, how do I say your last name again?
Kahage.
Justin Kahage is here. Stick around. We're going to play a song and play a game right after that. Justin, what song should we play today? Actually, no, Justin, I have a song for you.
Oh,
you know, right. Justin, what you know about Four Bats?
Oh, of course I know
about Everyone knows Four Bats. You know the Four Bats Drake song?
Yeah.
This is the Four Bats Drake song. Stick around. We got a lot of great stuff. Astro Show Season 7, Episode 6.
Come and slap by 8 p.m. and send a text to your DM. Buy honey for your fucking air. Too honey fucking nails. You're running out of shoes to wear, so I bought you another pair. Girl, I got you another dress, so bring your ass up down them stairs. I buy you shit because you wear it, impressed because you know I care. Bitch, you know you love it here, that's why you keep on coming there. Your nigga can't compete, I swear. He tried but now he look too weak, baby. I'll come and slide by 8 p.m. and send a text to your DM. $500 for your fucking hair, $200 for your fucking nails. You're running out of shoes to wear, so I bought you another pair. You're running out of shoes to wear, so I bought you another pair.
I'll come and slide by 8 p.m.
What did I do to deserve you? Don't even know what I did. Been praying on it since a kid. I guess it's just luck if you say so. How you get all of that body and face though? What kind of water they serving in clay cold? This is me talking, it's not DNA ho. Ready to pop out, but we gotta lay low. I really gotta calm down before I end up in jeopardy, just like the game show. Broski, my twin, that's my bestie. He love me, said I got a blessing. I swear he's gassing me up. There's no way in hell I see you passing me up. Almost said I loved your ass right after we fucked. Don't know why, girl, it was on the tip of my tongue. Yeah. Found someone I'm falling for. You hit me back with talking more now. The bodies that you called before, they don't make me mad or insecure. I'm good. 1,000 on your fucking hair, 200 on your fucking nail. Yeah. This shit feel like a fairy tale. I swear, I'll make them open up Chanel. I'm a stand-up guy like Dave Chappelle. I was cursed, you about to break the spell. For real. Tell that nigga that you done with him. Girl, who cares if he gon' take it well, you done.
That was Act 2, : Date at 8, featuring Drake Remix by 4Bats and Drake. Justin, you know I legally gotta say that, otherwise they're gonna sue me. I gotta always say the name of the songs. And they still, like, I'm not even kidding, like, they threatened to sue me before, Spotify.
Spotify?
Yeah, oh, I've received, like, legal letters, like, you have copyrighted music on Spotify. And I, like, for the first couple months, I just ignored the letters. Then they got scarier, and I actually read them, and there was a button that says, I am just citing this work, I have given proper credit. Which I have since the beginning. So yeah. I hope that it stands in court. Your mom's a lawyer, right?
Yeah.
All right. You might get a call one day. Georgie, what do we like to do on the Ashton Show?
We like to play games, Ashton.
Yup, we do! Justin, you know, I've been asking Georgie that question for 7 seasons. It wasn't until season 6 when I started doing this, like, sort of Parlavian thing of playing this song.
No, it was this season.
I thought it was last season, because I did that last season, too.
Like,
it was,
maybe a couple of them, I got it right.
It's definitely this season he's been doing really well, but it's always like, what do we like to do on the Ashton Show? The game is always number 2. Like, I think once this season I made it number 1, but that's it. And he'll always be like, I don't know, like a sketch or something, but no. We like to play our games, and Georgie, do you know what game we're playing today?
No.
Okay, we are playing. Actually, I'm going to say this. Fun fact, I always ask the guests, do you want to know the game now or do you want to be surprised? And Justin, I respect it because I always say that I would answer, I want to know now. And you were the first guest 54 episodes to say, I want to hear the game. And I respect that. I would do the same thing. But today we are playing Ash Cop Vin Cop. Do you remember this game, Georgie?
Yeah.
Well, I've retooled it a little bit. Today, I'm going to read you guys a scenario with two people, person one and person two. You're going to have to tell me who the Ash Cop and who the Vin Cop is. Now, we could just assume right now, what do we want the good to be? What do we want the bad to be? Ash Cop good, Vin Cop bad, or Vin Cop good, Ash Cop bad? I think Georgie's confused. Justin, you have to make this decision.
I like Ash being good, Vin being bad.
I agree. Alrighty. So, I'm going to be the judge based off what you guys say, if it's different or if it's agreed. I think the winner is going to be basically who can argue their point, I guess, if you guys defer. So this is not a skills-based game. This is an argumentative-based game. So are you guys ready to play Ash Cop or Vin Cop?
Yes.
All right. First scenario. Person one is at Olivia Rodrigo concert. Person one is in line for the bathroom. Person two is standing next to person one. Person two doesn't notice person one. Person one can't get to the bathroom until person two moves. Person two is on their phone. Person one is standing there trying to get their attention. Person two doesn't look up. Who's Ash Cop? Who's Vin Cop? What do you think, Georgie? What do you think, Justin?
I think the guy trying to go to the bathroom is Ash.
Ash Cop?
Ash. Is mm-hmm. that good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you think the person waiting, Justin, what do you think?
I
know what I think the answer is. So you have to think also about that. What would I think?
Why is that motherfucker on his phone in the bathroom?
So the second dude is just chilling on the phone in the bathroom.
In front of, like, near the bathroom. You know how, like, MSG or Barclays is? You gotta, like, walk through people. Like, it's Olivia Rodrigo concert. They're giving out Plan B pills. Like, you know that's a real thing?
What?
She gives out, like, Plan B pills because of abortion. So what do you think, Ash Cop, Vin Cop? Justin.
I'm going to concur with Georgie. I'm going to say...
So I disagree. I think that person one is the Vin Cop because just say something. Just say something. Person two's engrossed. Like, they're just doing their thing, you know? So, all right. That's how you guys can tell. You have to remember, it's Ash Cop, Vin Cop. What is Ash Vin going to think? All right, ready? Number two. Two individuals recount a past event, but their versions of the story contradict each other. One insists they were late due to unforeseen circumstances, while the other one claims they were delayed intentionally. Person one will not drop the subject. Person two seems like they want to move on. Who's the Ash Cop? Who's the Vin Cop?
Yo, the person who was late due to unforeseen circumstances, mm-hmm. they're just real.
Mmm, so they're the Ash Cop?
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just tell the show, like, how we met today. You get, like, I gotta rig it now, like.
George, do you agree?
I agree.
All right, you guys get the point. Good job. All right, number three. Person one is being canceled because of false allegations. He goes to person two for help. Person two agrees to help, but help person one begrudgingly. The help goes awry, and person two is blamed. Who's the Ash Cop? Who's the Vin Cop?
Anytime you get canceled, you did it.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I got canceled on TikTok. I didn't do it.
What did you get canceled on TikTok for?
Who I was in my friend's room, and they had a sign, because they're black, and it said N-word busted, but spelt out. And I posted that on TikTok, and then everybody blew up my comment section saying I'm racist.
When was this?
This was, like, last semester. No, last year.
Damn, you did a good job of hiding that.
I literally deleted it because all my friends were calling me and blowing up my phone, being like, you're a fucking racist. Like, from South Carolina. I was like,
wow. So, yeah, they would interpret it like that. Yeah.
So, hold up. If I go on TikTok.
I can post back the video so you can see it. It's in my DMs.
I don't want that for you. But, like, if I go on TikTok right now, right? You know the, like, search thing, like the blue little comment? If I look that up, right, on your name, is it going to say racist? Because that means you got canceled. Otherwise, it's just like.
I don't think it's going to say racist. I took it down pretty fast after I saw it, but like within like 2 hours there was like 100 comments.
Do you agree that with Justin?
Well, honestly, now at this point I kind of forgot what the story was.
Just agree with him.
I agree with Justin.
All right, you guys are correct. Fun fact, that scenario.
Have any of you?
No, it's based off Spider-Man No Way Home.
Oh.
Person one is being canceled because of false allegations. He goes to person two, Doctor Strange, for help. Person two agrees to help person one, but begrudgingly, the help goes awry, and Doctor Strange is blamed. So,
yeah,
so you think Peter Parker
Spider-Man was a straight idiot in that film, Leo. Oh my
god. Well, he was the Vin cop. Alright, final one. During a political debate, two politicians argue over the interpretation of a proposed policy. One insists it'll stimulate economic growth, while the other argues it'll increase inequality. It'll lead to an increase in inequality. Both politicians cite expert opinions and historical precedent, leaving voters uncertain about the potential outcomes. Who's Ash Cop? Who's Vin Cop?
Yeah, what the hell kind of scenario is this? It's like who's evil and who wants change? Answer the question. Who's bad and who's good?
So last week we played a game called Ash Eye or AI, where it was Ashman scenarios versus AI scenarios, and I was like, oh, AI kind of cooked. So this one is written by AI. I explained it in detail. I was like, okay, so there's this really cool dude. His name is Justin. He's coming on the show. I did a lot more talking about Justin than that. And this is what they sent out. So based off AI, will also tell me who's the Ash Cop and who's the Vin Cop.
Yo, so I get like a double point, right?
Yeah.
I won the last week and this week's game.
True. So you guys think that the guy who wants the economic growth is the Ash Cop?
Yeah,
the
probably.
Guy who thinks it's gonna... Okay.
Yeah.
So that's correct. So I guess you guys both won. I guess there's no real winner. We are all winners because we discussed the hard topics, right? Justin, thank you for playing Ash Cop, Vin Cop. Hey. And we're all winners when we're talking about the hard things. Georgie, what do you think we should do? Should we go to the sketch, or should we let Justin play another song, then do the sketch?
Play another song.
That's why I agree. Justin, what's the song we're going to listen to now?
Can you play Mother Nature's Bitch by OK Kea?
Bitch, OK Kea. And, oh cool, it's a quick song. Alright, this is Mother Nature's Bitch by OK Kea. Stick around, we got a lot of great stuff. We're going to take a trip to Ashburn right after this. Song. The last song was the song. Now we're back on there. Now we're back. We were discussing some crazy things during the commercial break that
ask
we will
ask him about.
He was talking about his anti-march activities.
Yeah. Thank God. You know what's funny is I used to record some of these episodes on camera, and something happened where I said something really fucked up during a commercial break. And it's funny because in the Spotify version, it's like a great song. It's like, it's literally like Alex Newell. You know Alex Newell?
Yeah.
Playing like Kill the Lights. It's like, Kill the Lights on Love is Amazing. And you just see everyone in the room like, Ashvin, why did you just say that? And then we had to go back on the stream. It was so funny. Like, and they were like, hey guys, you guys having fun? And they were all like, yeah.
Ask Ashvin about May 1st. A day about May 1st. You know what? International.
What's International Hooker Day?
International Massage Day.
Oh, that's a story for the next version of the Ashton Show, all right? Not the Ashton Show Live, all right?
International Hooker Day was wild.
Hmm? Yeah, it's my phone's. We just recorded that.
You want to make sure?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I check it every like 10 minutes. Thank you, boss. Appreciate you. So I have a phone outside. My phone is literally just sitting outside on the printer recording the episode. And it's the first time someone's ever said something about it. So.
Was it the security guard?
Yeah. Which I guess it makes sense. It's literally just a phone sitting outside because I don't want to hear. I used to have Beats headphones that would play the episode in the room so we wouldn't hear it. Actually, you can hear it in some episodes. You can hear the faint because there's a delay. It's not actually live. Sorry to spoil it, guys. But what we're saying at 8:39, you're hearing on the stream at 8:40. So you can like hear a backlog. Anyway, Georgie, what's coming up in a couple weeks for us? Yeah. Spring break.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I'm getting all my memories.
Show, like.
I'm getting a lot of memories from all my spring break, because now this is the time where, I don't know, this year they're like kind of fucking us over because they're not giving us a full spring break, but whatever.
Yeah, what's up with that? Normally it's 2 weeks, right?
Normally it's 1 week, but we also get off for Easter 2 weeks later, but this they just combined it. But anyway, last year I went to Iceland. The year before that, I went to Disney. Remember that? That was fun. And this year, Georgie, guess where I'm going for spring break?
Mexico.
Nope. I'm going somewhere else. This year for spring break, I saw this really great, I hope not targeted ad, for this cool big mansion. It's like a salt farm in Ireland, and it's really cool. And I don't know, it sounds really cool. Supposedly there's always murder on the dance floor there. And anyway, it's called Ashburn. And they sent me this really cool instructional video that's highlighting the place. So what do you guys think? Should we listen to this? See what Ashburn's all about?
Bubba boy.
Okay.
Can't stop that, yeah.
Alright guys, let's check this out. This is called Welcome to Ashburn. Oh, welcome to Ashburn, the best place in the world for Ashvins. Anyway, if you live on this great planet we call Earth, and your name is Ashvin, come on down to Ashburn. Ashburn is a 40-kilometer estate with 3 state-of-the-art buildings. Here at Ashburn, you are guaranteed to have a fantastic time. But don't take it from me. We have a lot of different Ashvins here who could tell you about the wonders and the beauties of Ashburn. Here's one of them now. Hello, my name is Ratvin. I'm in charge of all the recreational activities on Ashburn. Some of the funnest activities at Ashburn include playing Fortnite, watching the New York Knicks, and of course, eating Taco Bell. I love Taco Bell. For those of you who don't know, I'm a rat, and my name is Ratvin. Here at Ashburn, every meal we eat is made by a former Taco Bell employee. You want a cheesy gordita crunch? We got it. You want a Doritos Locos Taco? We got it. Oh, here's one of our chefs right now, Chef Ashvin. Hello, most of me, I am Chef Ashvin, and it is true what they tell you. My menu only consists of the most exquisite, of the most fancy, of the most littest of them all, Taco Bell. You know, some people back home, they say, Chef Ashvin, why do you serve Taco Bell if Ashburn is so fancy? And to them I say, is Taco Bell not fancy? Is Taco Bell not delectable to you, huh? Thanks, Chef Ashvin. Come on down to Ashburn and live out your greatest dreams. We promise we won't take over your family for their inheritance. We can't wait to see you. Now come on down. Oh, I don't know about y'all, but that video seemed kind of lit. I don't know. Like, what do y'all think? Y'all want to come to Ashburn?
Don't really know if I want to hang out with a guy named Ratman.
Yeah, if I could even just speak more on that. The fact that in, like, the tourist, like, attraction video, the second person they interviewed was a rat.
Well, he had gloves on. You couldn't see the video, but he had gloves on. I mean, I feel like at that point.
A rat with gloves?
On all 4 feet? Or
no, he stood on his hind legs, like Remy the Rat style.
Did he have shoes?
I couldn't see.
Camera didn't pan that far down.
Nah, that's suspicious though. You're right.
For sure.
I feel like if I was making this video for Ashburn, I would purposely show that the rat has shoes or like the rat's wearing a little suit and like he's covered or something. I feel like, I mean, he was freaking.
How big is he? Hold up.
Yeah, this is sounding like a fucking human-sized rat.
Yeah,
he's rat.
Can we also deep if it's an Ashburn-sized rat?
But yeah, it's an Ashburn-sized rat.
Yeah, nobody trying to deal with that at all. That's not even a rat. That's like a. I don't even know.
Ratvin, we discovered him in
Eric Adams for that one.
Dog.
You don't know the story of Ratvin?
Immediately.
In season four, I was, you know, partaking in some activities over on Beekman benches. Maybe we'll take a trip after. And this rat came up to me and he was like, and I was like, the fuck? And he was like he wanted to take a hit. Like, alright, bro. So I let this rat take a hit of the joint. All right. And I guess my, like, spit mixed with his rat poison, he, like, just turned into rat, dude. He's been on the show a couple times. I had Malia on last season, and I did Radvip, and I was like, oh, so I'll be right back, guys. I'm gonna go get someone. And she got so scared, because she thought I was gonna, like, bring in someone, because, don't forget, she has a lot of ops on this campus, so it was really funny, but no, it was just Radvip.
That would have been so funny if you brought somebody up.
Georgie, it's almost halfway through the show. Do you know what time it is?
Yeah.
What time is it?
Georgie.
It's time for... Georgie Check-In! 5, 6, 7, 8! Georgie Check-In! We're checking in with Georgie, it's a time for that. Georgie Check-In! The show's almost over, let's check in with Georgie right now. It's Georgie Check-In, let's get lit, let's get lit. Time for that. Ow! Georgie, how you doing?
Good, how about you?
I'm doing pretty good, having fun?
Yeah.
Can you believe this is the second episode to feature someone from our hometown?
Yeah, no.
This season, yeah.
Oh, the second episode of this season, yeah, I guess.
Honestly, if I had to guess, it might get to 3.
Why?
I'm trying to get one Konstantinos Kalligropoulos for the Georgie show.
Oh, yes.
I texted him the date, so maybe he'll show up. How you been, Georgie?
Should get Heather on the show.
You wish. Do you know Justin? All right, first off, Justin, do you know what Georgie Check-In is?
I can kind of surmise.
Anyway, so... Fucking once, Georgie, bro, we were waiting for the Ashwin show. It was literally like, it was like 6 o'clock. We're chilling in the cab, and like,
bro, this shit was so fucking funny.
If I have an episode already great, we just fuck around. He fucking starts prank calling people on my phone.
Oh.
He, like, he's keeping it tame. He's just prank calling people we know.
Okay.
He hands me the phone. It says Heather Callahan. I'm like, oh my god, I hang up immediately. I was like, fuck. And she calls me back because. Obviously, like, and for the record, I have seen her a couple times because of Marcus, like, through the 4 years. Not like I haven't seen her since post, like, pre-COVID. You know, there's some people you haven't seen since fucking Trump was president.
Deadass.
I call her back and she's like, hi, Ashwin, is everything okay? And I was like, yeah, Georgie just fucking pranked out of you. I'm sorry. She's like, all right. And I was like, have a nice day. And she's like, okay. And,
damn,
yeah.
You make her sound like she was depressed.
No, she sounded like a mother who already knew what was up. Like, she was just disappointed. Like, she knew that
she's probably like, this bitch, bro.
She, like, she knew there was years. No fucking emergency happening. But that's cool. That's great. Georgie, there's only... There's only like a couple more Georgie check-ins left. What are we gonna do after? What if you start to go through a sad time and there's no one to check in on you?
Next year.
Well, we're just gonna have to cross that bridge. That's just the consequences of ending the Astro show.
Yeah.
That concludes Georgie check-in. 5, 6, 7, 8. Georgie check-in. We're checking in with Georgie. That was the time for that. Georgie check-in. I'm trying to make the theme song sound a little bit different because it's the last couple times that we're going to check in with Georgie before he gets really sad.
Wow. That was crazy.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. He had a little bit of a cadence there.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, before we do one of our final bits of the night, Justin, there's a very important quick segment we got to do because, you know, this is a platform. We have listeners, you know, there's people listening. Sometimes SZA listens in, sometimes Steve Martin listens in, once Joe Biden listened in. Oh, I like to tell people Alicia Keys listened in, but that one is a lie. So, Justin, with this platform, is there anyone you want to shout out? It's time for shout out time.
I want to shout out people from my hometown.
Shout out?
Yeah, shout out Jamie.
Shout out!
Shout out Shreyas.
Shout out!
Those are my guys. Shout out Danny.
Shout out!
And Lucas.
Shout out!
And Andrew from shout out. School. Shout out my mom and dad.
Shout out! Oh, actually, shout out to your parents too. How y'all been? Remember me?
Hey. Nah, they say what's up constantly if I'm honest. Like, every time I'm on a call with my dad, he's like, yo. What's his name, bro? How is he doing, Ashman?
How that big Indian boy doing? Damn, they didn't even get to see me with the colored hair, bro.
No, like, they didn't.
Imagine what they would have said.
They probably would have just been like, all right. That's honestly, cool. They
made sense.
Nah, like, they liked, when you started dressing brighter, my parents were like, bruh, see? I was like, you banned that shit from my house? Like, I tried to show up in joggers one day. My mom just said no. Like, I'm trying to leave the house, and she just looks at me as I'm leaving and says no.
It's okay for him to do it, but not
exactly,
for us.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, well, I'm glad I could be that guy.
Yeah. And they do constantly ask, like, yo, how's he doing? So, yeah. Aww. Shouts out to them.
That's awesome. All right, yeah. That's enough shout out. You know what time it is, Justin? It's time for the Just interview. I'm gonna ask you a couple questions because you know you're on the Ashman Show.
Yeah.
We gotta make sure you good, you know? So Justin, how's NYU? How you been?
NYU is cool. It's kinda like, I don't know if you've ever zoomed out of your body before, but it kinda feels like that sometimes. Like,
okay. How different do you think your experience would have been if I had gotten into NYU?
Probably, like, drastically. Like,
do you think there's a Earth where you're the co-host of the Ashman Show and Georgie comes down for the show on the final season? We're like, Georgie, it's been so long. And you're, like, the co-host. And it's, I feel like if you were the co-host of the Ashman Show, it would be, like, a more sophisticated show.
Yeah, no, I can see me like
philosophy, theorem, just everything, every
just
week.
Killing it. Like, I'll be like, we don't even gotta play that one today.
I feel like me and you working on 54 episodes of the show, it would have turned into, just knowing what I went through in college and like maybe it would have been different anyway, I think we would have turned into a podcast that they're like, we need to get rid of the podcast mics, like get the mics out of here. I am lucky that whenever people make fun of like men with podcast mics, they're always like, but Ashman's not a man, we're fine, like we're chilling.
Ashman's
but
not a man. That's crazy.
How do you think our friendship has grown over the years?
I feel like
second grade.
I'd say, like, in the beginning, like, in second grade, you were my op because you're the other big dude on the soccer field, and we were both ethnic, so I had to outshine you. And really? I was low-key killing you, so yep. Don't even worry about it.
See Mbappe. Bim bim bop.
But after that, like, when we re-met, you skipped, like, mad parts, so I'm just gonna really do it.
Uh-huh.
But in sixth grade, I was your op, like in reverse.
Oh,
how many guests can elicit that kind of reaction, yo? Where he just jumps out of his seat.
I remember. So I did not want to play the violin. I was forced to play the violin. You played the violin too, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You were in the first row. I was in the fourth row.
Thank you for remembering that.
You were in the, because I remember you were at the end of the first row. Let's relax. You kept upgrading from second row to first row, back to second row, back to first row. All right?
That's because they hated me. Yo.
Whatever. At least I was consistent, always in the fourth row. And I remember it. I would be a fool. General tomfoolery would happen every class, and I remember once this teacher, this big white lady,
Miss Popple, yeah,
yo, she was a fucking bitch.
Yeah. I had to name drop her too because I cannot ever jack her.
Miss, I used to do sacks with her, and I dropped out within like a week.
Dog, she's an op.
I was
she
out.
Literally was like, Ashman, everyone was laughing. Whenever I would comment on something, she's like, Ashman, I don't think the class appreciates you right now. Justin's little bitch ass goes, yeah, I don't appreciate him. I will never forget this. I was like, this is my number one op. He will never be the genie. He will never be the genie in my fucking show. This actually is a perfect segue because it leads to my next question. What was your first impression of me? And maybe we have multiple first impressions.
Hella first impressions.
So give us a little bit of that.
So I would say, like, in second grade, we already touched on that.
Mm.
In sixth grade, to give my perspective, you actually hit the nail on the head. Like, I did keep transferring from second row to first row. So I was like, yo, like, at home, what kind of tactics work on authority? And I thought about it, and it came to me, glazing.
Oh.
Have you ever tried glazing your teacher before?
Of course.
And so I tried that. It didn't work at all. Because
she rolled her eyes.
Yeah. Like, you didn't have everybody laughing, but you had a certain, like, you had a good, like, from the second to the fourth row, that side, without the violas and the, you had them, right? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
I think I never would have quit if I wanted to. We're going to walk out, playing fucking trumpets.
Yeah. This is definitely a show. But, like, from then, I was just like, all right, like, damn, like, that's kind of tough. He kind of naturally had, like, I'm cooking him in violin, but I also don't really want to play violin like that crazy. So
10 years later, exactly. Who the fuck plays violin? Willis? Maybe?
No, Willis. No, Willis is just wham. Willis is just hench. Oh, shout out Willis too.
Shout out Willis. Shout out.
He's fucking huge. Yo.
If you're listening to this, if Justin sends you this and you're listening to me, I hope you're doing well, bro. I hope you were. You were
Willis, OG. The redhead?
No, this is the Asian guy. Who's like. I don't think you know him. He was cracked at the violin.
Cracked at the violin.
He would play humble by Kendrick Lamar.
He was sick. What's it called? And I went to the gym with him, and he's a real, real nice dude now. So shout out to him.
Shout out to him.
But yeah, so I was just thinking, like, damn, if I don't like violin, and I'm sitting here fucking glazing, because nobody laughed at my shit, what am I really doing? And so then I'm like, all right, like, Ashwin kind of has, like, I got to figure out, like, meeting you, I was kind of, like, understanding what it means to, like, try and develop, like, outside of work relationships, you know what I mean? All in school was just work relationships.
You were like Stanley Hudson at that point. You're like, I come here, I do my job, I get my money, I go home.
Exactly.
And I was like, come on, bro, we can have fun. There's a water cooler.
Oh, yeah. There is.
But it's ironic because it changed as we grew up. You know, you got more into your personality. I got more me. You showed me Kanye West in 2017. How does it feel knowing you are my Kanye Oppenheimer? My Kanye-heimer. How does that feel knowing that you are the man who showed me Graduation by Kanye West? And you know what Travis Scott say? There is no Travis Scott without Kanye West. There's no Utopia without Kanye West. Unfortunately, there's no Ashton Kutcher without Kanye West, and there's no Ashton Show without Kanye West. And I understand he's a Nazi, I don't like him anymore, Tyler Crater's my number one artist, whatever. But how does it feel knowing that you are the guy who started this universe of Ashton is the one that really, really liked Kanye? How does it feel knowing you were the Oppenheimer, the death destroyer of worlds?
I feel like I've only been able to teach people, like, a certain amount of things, and a lot of them kind of happen, like, they tend to be weed-related. So that's not something you can put on your CV. And honestly, neither is introducing you to Kanye, but realistically, like, if you are able to change someone's life for the better, like, it's resultingly, like, a bit, it's a happier feeling, you know what I mean? And also, like, you're my friend.
Yeah.
So if I helped your life, I'm up, like, as well. You know what I mean?
You are up.
Yeah, because now I get to be on the Ashton Show.
It's very true. And actually, that brings me to my final question. What do you think of the Ashton Show?
I can fuck with it. You let your guests choose their music.
Yep, it's lit. I always say the show bends to the guest. It is the Ashton Show, but it always bends to the guest. That shit hop over and shake its ass. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like... Anyway, we got to start wrapping it up because I have a feeling that the next show is going to start coming in because they're always really annoying. So that was the Just interview. Thank you so much, Justin, for interviewing.
Thank you.
Do you like that? I did the Just. How often do you... Before one more
My
question.
Name is hella punnable.
How often does it get punned?
I would say that this is probably like... not too often, but like every time I hear Just or Justice, you're like, I'm always...
You're ready.
On edge. And... someone else had like a Justin playlist sort of pun, and that was good. My old roommate Ari, that's who it was. But yeah,
shout out.
It's a cool little punnable name.
Okay.
More punnable than yours, and you have a full show.
Ashvin Justin, we are punnable the same way. Ashvin interview, it's Ashvin time.
Yeah, kind
of. I guess Justin time is he. You can't be Justin time. All right, guys, it is time for our final segment of the night. Ashvin's Media Spotlight. You know, I've never had a jingle for Ashvin's Media Spotlight, which is ironic, because it's like
Ashvin's Spotlight.
But I don't want it to be the same fucking thing as Georgie's show. I guess, that's pretty good. Ashvin's Media Spotlight, we're just going to highlight a piece of media. Media can be anything, and our category today is, do you remember?
You didn't say it.
I did say it. Justin remembers.
Sunny.
Sunny. Ooh. So, Georgie, what's your Astros Media Spotlight Sunny?
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Okay, good enough. Justin?
I'm going to give you guys a whole playlist. So
okay.
So you guys are all, like, you know, up now.
Uh-huh.
My sunny ones are Lonely at the Top by Ashake.
Shout out.
Canuck Chase by Lady Sifre.
That song
is so fire. Oh,
never
my God.
I'm sorry. I was fronted.
And yeah, just listen to, like, Caribou and V's, like, great subway music, and start listening to house, you know.
Okay. Back in the day, me and Justin used to have, like, I used to keep up with Justin's music taste, but now you are all, I know you have amazing music taste. I'm so happy for you.
Well, listen, later tonight.
Oh, my Ashton's Media Spotlight is going to be the final song of the night. So, my name is Ashton Kapoor. Justin, thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate you, man. I'm so glad that in the 7 seasons of the show, you are a part of the history. And
thank you.
I love you. I'm so glad we are still friends. I hope that you are in any future Ashton shows I do. And I hope we're always friends, bro. I love you.
Make a Patreon. I'll support.
Yeah.
And then I'll be on the show so I can recollect the money.
The next Ashton show might be in Fortnite. Ashton show live in Fortnite.
That's crazy.
Like Twitch. Streaming, I'm trying to be the next cast in
that. Oh, hell yeah. Do that. I can see you gaming.
Right? That'd be lit.
Yeah.
Georgie, thank you once again. We'll see you next week.
Of course.
All right. My name is Ashvin Kapoor. Once again, here to remind you, no matter how bad it gets, it always gets better. I don't know. Whenever the fucking Ashvin recorded this episode in the past, he did not let it finish recording. Also, I'm editing this episode literally 4 months later. I'm talking about spring break in here and Easter. 2 months.